Hey everybody, welcome to the podcast. Tom, you know, we talk about change and growth here in the area, and this
is a heavy hitter today.
Yeah. So today we have Mr. Ed Johnson. Welcome, sir. Mr. Johnson's with the City of Palmetto, the Redevelopment Agency, CRA. And a lot of folks don't know a whole lot about that, and we're going to learn more about it today, Tom.
That's right.
Welcome. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Tell us about the CRA and who and what do you serve, briefly.
All right. I don't know if I can do it briefly, but I love talking about community redevelopment areas. Most folks, when you hear the acronym CRA, folks don't really understand what it really is. So CRAs are exactly that. Community Redevelopment Agency is what it stands for.
Yes, sir.
That incorporates redevelopment activities in a targeted redevelopment area. So you'll hear CRA used in the context of agencies, community redevelopment agency, or a community redevelopment area.
Correct.
The state of Florida in its statutes allows a local municipality to create a targeted redevelopment area based on a boundary. So what happens in what the legislature has done, it gives that municipality that option of creating these targeted areas to remove slum and blighted conditions that are permeating their particular communities. So by statute, when they create these targeted redevelopment areas, it comes with a trust fund. We're able to capture the incremental difference between the increase in property values over time. And that incremental difference is what's captured and put into a trust fund. And that's where you've heard this word TIF, or
right,
tax increment financing.
Right.
That's where it comes from. And that increment is based off of the fact that when the targeted redevelopment area is created, it establishes a base year. So that year that redevelopment area is authorized becomes your base year. So every year going forward, as your property values increase, every year we capture 95% of that increase between the base year and the new year of your property values of your targeted area. That incremental increase is what's called the TIF. It's what's called the tax increment.
So what we want to know, does this make our taxes go up? Bottom line.
When you are doing redevelopment in your community, yes, your taxes possibly could go up because all of that is looked at when the municipality starts its annual budget process. But it might not necessarily mean that your taxes go up because the taxes are tied to a millage rate. So if your municipality never increases its millage rate, your tax rate stays the same.
So it's not like
however,
a non-ad valorem.
No, it's the property value increase. So if the property increases because you've gotten rid of the slum and blighted conditions in your community,
and
the properties now are improved, so hopefully the value of that property goes up. So if your property values increase, then we're able to capture that annual increase and place it into this trust fund.
Got it.
That is the resource that the agency then uses to reinvest back into the community by establishing the programs that they have and also possibly grants or tax incentives, or we create residential rehab programs to change the appearance of those slum and blighted conditions that are in your community. So that's where the dollars come from.
So this is why downtown Palmetto is really looking sharp now.
Really absolutely.
Yeah.
As you probably have heard, the CRA purchased a 3-acre, it's almost a 4-acre parcel on Riverside Drive, right across from the boat ramp there off of mm-hmm. off of right next to the Green Bridge.
Right.
That property went out for what we call a request for proposal to the real estate community to find the highest and best use. And we had four proposals that came back on that property for redevelopment purposes. And we selected last month a group called the Statler Development Group. They're a major developer that builds multi-use developments. They do apartments and retail, commercial retail. Mm-hmm. They made a proposal to develop that 4 acres into about 153 apartments on the backside of it, and the frontage of it that's going to be facing the marina and facing the Manatee River.
The river.
He's proposing to place two restaurants, one a upscale and one a medium scale restaurant on each side of the entryway into his project. So we're negotiating right now on the sale of that property to this developer. So we're, you know, our office along with our legal team is negotiating that purchase sale agreement, and we're hoping to get them to contract within the next 90 days or so.
Tom and I get asked all the time, what's coming? What's happening? Here it is, folks. You heard it here first, right?
That's right.
It's coming.
Huh?
And from what I understand from talking to developers like the Statler Group, there are other folks out there that have heard about, developers that have heard about Palmetto and very interested, because you got a unique community sitting at the mouth of the Manatee River. It's a great opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about some of the other projects that you've successfully completed here in Palmetto, or that the agency has successfully completed.
Yeah, there's a number of them. Like I was talking to Tom earlier, I've been in this role here in Palmetto for approximately 5 months. So I'm new to the community,
right,
but not new to the Community Redevelopment Agency concept. So, of course, that's why I'm going to some notes here.
Sure,
so, types of projects right now that have been completed, under construction and very major project is the new hotel that's going in at the convention center off of 41. They are slated to open in January.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not totally completed yet, but it will be completed soon. The CRA invested about $6 million of its future tax revenue that's going into that redevelopment. They came to the commission looking for an incentive, and the commission approved an incentive where we're going to rebate them 80% of their project's taxable value once they become occupied.
Mm-hmm.
So their annual tax charge annually, we will rebate them 80% of that over the next 10 to 15 years, up to a maximum of $6 million
mm-hmm.
to help them build this project. So that's how the CRA can come along a project and be a benefit and not utilize the current TIF resources, because we're rebating them future tax revenue that the project itself generates.
So not all projects are redevelopment. Some are fresh projects.
That's correct.
How about that? I didn't know.
That's correct.
Tom is a retired law enforcement officer. And we were talking about this earlier, and he actually knew what SEPTED was. I had no idea.
Crime prevention through environmental design.
So you get involved in that as well. That's part of your design.
Absolutely. Okay. Yes. Matter of fact, a lot of the streetscaping projects that the CRA invested in over the years all have the SEPTED concept built into them. And I'll give you an example. We have a project that was just recently completed, and has been renamed Connor Park. It used to be the old Edenfield property that was along the rail spur down along mm-hmm. Fifth Street, at the end of Fifth Street and Riverside Drive. It was a brownfield. It was a very highly contaminated site. It had a lot of contamination that was created because it used to be a train depot there, right, and the rail line runs alongside of it. But that site was contaminated, and all of the rainwater, stormwater that was coming from the residential properties to the north of that property were going through this particular property all the way into the Manatee River unfiltered. So you were getting all of that contamination and all that dirty water going into the Manatee River. Well, we took it, the CRA took it upon themselves to go after some grant opportunities to clean that site up. And there were probably 5 or 6 agencies that grant monies were received from that collaborated with cleaning up that particular site, now turning it into a very usable community park. They created a park-like setting. They've actually created a 500,000-gallon stormwater retention pond that has a fountain in the middle of it. They have a walking trail around.
I just walked it the other day.
That's tight. So you know beautiful. What Conner Park
absolutely
is.
Absolutely beautiful and quiet, peaceful.
Quiet.
Well, until the train goes by. But even that was cool, you know.
But that was done with a combination of Community Redevelopment Agency funding and other grant dollars that we received, and we implemented the SEPTED concept into the development of that. So all around that facility, we have 14 cameras that are monitoring the activities there, so for crime and those kind of things. So we paid for the installation of cameras there, lighting. They also have some pavers that were included along the trail system. Mm-hmm. Those pavers are what we call low impact design for stormwater retention. So the water actually permeates the surface of those pavers and goes right into the ground. So there's less of a need to be able to add, you know, stormwater retention other than what you already have. And then it also is used as a filtration system. Also in that park, we put in something in the neighborhood of over 600 trees and plants because there was nothing there. So they plant all of those trees that you see around that park were all part of the project. So all of those features become a filter for the water that comes down through that area, and it's filtered before it goes out into the Manatee River. So it's an environmental piece. SEPTED is included. It has a solar tree connector there, so we got solar energy that's paying for the electricity to operate that.
Great place for a picnic or walk your dogs, whatever.
So those are the kind of things that we can do with CRA.
Do you get involved in residential at all, residential areas or communities?
Absolutely. One of the programs that we have is called Residential Rehab, and as I stated earlier, the whole idea behind CRAs is to remove the slum and blighted conditions in your community. So we have a program that's called Residential Rehab, where our code enforcement officers, as they're canvassing our areas, they pick up certain negatives that happen where you might have a resident that is not really keeping up their property very well, and they help us market the Residential Rehab program. So they would have contact with the resident to find out what their situation is. And if they're in need financially to be able to do the repairs to make their property look more presentable, we can come along with that residential rehab program. And it's a grant program. It's up to a maximum of $35,000 per individual resident to allow them to make the repairs that they need to really put their property back into property.
So we can make an application through your agency.
Through our agency. The application's on our website. And I heard you mention before also, we want to make sure that people know where we are. There is a website for the Community Redevelopment Agency. It's www.palmettocra.org. So if you go into the website, there's a dashboard that will take you to all of our projects, all of the past projects that were completed, and some of the things that we're talking about in the future are listed on the website.
You know, back in the day, here we go, it seems like we got involved in a down payment assistance program for home purchasers. I think that's how it worked. Am I dreaming that? Did we have something?
Absolutely. And they're still prevalent today. And that's
was that related to the Special Housing Initiative, the SHIP program?
The SHIP program is the SHIP program uses some of their resources to create funding for down payment assistance. A lot of municipalities do that. Here in Palmetto, the CRA hasn't done that yet, or the city government hasn't done that yet. But that's something that I'm looking at on creating some new opportunities for folks. Down payment assistance is a great way to help, especially on the affordable side.
Exactly.
Where the prices of, you know, purchasing a home is increased over the years, and the only way we can help lower income folks or moderately income folks be able to get into a new home would be utilizing down payment assistance. So I'm going to be looking at creating some type of a down payment assistance program within that the CRA could be part of, that we can help residents to get into home ownership.
That's awesome. We'd be interested in that. Mr. Johnson, I appreciate you coming in this morning. This is a whole new awakening for us. It's been educational. How does this affect, one more question, how does this affect a new construction or development at all? Does that have anything to do with the new development, the 20,000 homes, or what's happening and sure. growth in the area?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, as I mentioned before, the Riverside project, that's housing. You know, they're talking about building 150 units, you know, of housing. So we're negotiating right now because we're selling the property to them to be able to build on. So the CRA owns the property. We're going to sell the property for redevelopment purposes to be able to get people living in downtown Palmetto.
And so do you help get involved with the infrastructure as well, the electrical, the plumbing, the roads, and so on?
Our dollars can be used for that. But what we like to do, and this particular project is going to be the first for the CRA, because we just implemented a tax incentive reimbursement program where developers that are building projects in excess of $20 million can come to the CRA for an incentive that would help them then build out their infrastructure and help defray some of those costs. So that's why they come to us. So we like to do that in an incentive rebate versus just granting the money for infrastructure. We like to make sure that the project is viable, is paying its taxes, and then we can reimburse
it. Incredible how that all fits together.
Yes, very much so.
Tom, how do we share this? How do we get the word out? Well, Mr. Johnson and his CRA agency, what do we do now?
Well, the first thing we have to do is get you to hit the like button down there. And we bring you these people in places, North River, so that you're aware of them when we become aware of them. And if you could just share these podcasts when you see them, if you find something interesting, if you could please share it, we get more people to know the faces and places of our North River community.
Very cool. All right, thanks again, Mr. Johnson. I appreciate you coming.
Well, thank you for the invite.
Everybody, thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.